we start the Rosh, I just want to say one line. A lot of people ask, see in a second, the Gemara weiter, Chanus shel Yisrael, Malai, Chanus shel Nochri, Chanus shel Yisrael, Malai shel Yisrael. And a lot of guys ask, myself maybe 10 people came to ask me, well, why does Gemara is inside here in the middle of the Sugi of Lamafrei Arugoyve? What is the Shaykhs, the Sugi of Chanus, the Sugi of Lamafrei Arugoyve? We're learning a Sugi of Lamafrei Arugoyve, and then we're learning a story that is a store, and people came in, and people came out. It's a Shene Gemara, every Gemara is Shene. Yeah? What is the real answer? The real answer is that, you know, we punk started this man in Lamed Aleph, Lamed Amud Beis. But BMS, if you learn Kol Shor, Thum Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph, Es Chometz Shel Yisnochi Sha'ovar Alav HaPesach Muter Be'anoe. Chometz Shel Yisrael Sha'ovar Alav HaPesach Osur Be'anoe. The Sugi here, Be'etzem, in a second we're going to learn later Tashlum Yitrume. This Sugi, Be'etzem, is a Sugi of Chometz Sha'ovar Alav HaPesach Osur Be'anoe. In Rabbanan Midori Reise. And what Chometz Sha'ovar Alav HaPesach is Muter Be'anoe. And that is the reason, really, that the Sugi of Chanus comes inside here. Chanus shel Yisrael, Malai shel Yisrael, and you find Chometz later. And the Shalim is, if it's Mutar Be'anoe, if it's Osur Be'anoe. So this is the real reason that the Sugi of Chanus is inside here, because we are finishing to learn the Sugis of Chometz that you find after Pesach, if it's Mutar Be'anoe, or what kind of chometz that you find after the Pesach is also banot. This is the reason the sugi of Chanus comes inside our Gemara. I think it's poshet epshat. Now we'll go in to learn the Rosh. The Rosh, when he was minded our Mishneh, the Mishnah said that Nochi Sheilva is Yisrael al Chemzoi, a goy lend money to a Yid, and the Yid said, if I don't pay, I will give you my chometz. Acher HaPesach Mutar Be'anoe. And after that, we're going to Mashkoin. So the goy lent money to the Yid, and the chometz of the Yid. So Be'etzim it's chometz of Yisrael Sheovar Olav HaPesach. But even so, לאחר הפסח, if the goy collects it, לפי הבעיה, למפרע הוא goy ואת מותר בענוי. This is the sugi we learned the last 2 weeks. Right? We don't pass it like הבעיה. So why the chometz is מותר בענוי? It's a chometz של ישראל. Chometz של ישראל has to be אסור בענוי. So why this chometz is מותר בענוי? This chometz has to be אסור בענוי. Why this chometz is mutar be'anoy? And the Gemara says the maskona that he said me'achshav. The guy told him that if you don't pay me, the chometz will be mine for me'achshav. And we saw that Rashi said that not only that the guy said it, the yid already took the chometz and he put it hirninoi birshu sa'akum. So in Rashi we said Teiris, but then we're going today's life. So you also have to have the me'achshav that the goy told him that if you don't pay me, from now it belongs to me. And not only that, he already put it to be parking by the goy's house. He already put it to be by the goy's house. This is be'etzem the way the Rosh brings down some rishonim that said so. And I say it's mashma in the Rambam with the Tosefos. Come, we'll see the Rosh inside. Open the Rosh. Masnisi, Nochi Shilva is Yisrael al Chemzo, Yisim and Yud. Mutar Ba'anoe, Yisrael Shilva is Anochi al Chemzo, HaPesach Osu Ba'anoe. Hach Nochi Shilva is Yisrael and money to the Yid, al Chemzo, Ukmine Alibe de Rove, Kshirninoi Etzloi, it was already delivered to the Goy's house. Uke de Omar Lekni Me'achshu. אם לא יפרע לך עצמן פלויני, והגיע הזמן ולא יפרו, נמצא למפרע היו של הנוכרי. אבל אם לא יאמר לו עם האחשו, לא יקול אלי נוכרי. ממילא, it belongs to the year. So we're talking that he gave it to him and he said that it will belong to you me'achshon. V'chei, so why you need irninu? It's enough that the guy said me'achshon. V'chei namim lo irninu, af al gav de omar le me'achshon. It's also, why? But it belongs to the guy. Lo'igor, I'll look it inside. Mechameitzei shal nochi b'rshus Yisrael, v'achrai yisal Yisrael. Zog the Rosh, if he didn't say Me'achshov, so it would belong to the Yid. Sabad it's also Be'anoy. Even if he said Me'achshov, but if he didn't give it to the guy, so it's Chameitzei Shel Nochi Birshus Yisrael, V'kibel Olav Achrayes, that it's also Osu. Rav Kiveger explains. What is the Kibel Olav Achrayes? Where is the Achrayes? Because when the guy says Me'achshov, when the guy says Me'achshov, he's not a shoyte. And then the Yid will not give it to me? He tells the Yid, yeah, but if it, you don't bring it, you will pay me. You think the guy says, listen, I'm giving you $1 million. If you don't pay me, your all of your bakery is mine, even from now. But if you tell me that the bakery is burned, Avadi will have to pay me. The Yid is not masking Bechinam to be masking to such a deal. Avadi, the guy, has a cheshbon that if you don't pay him, Avadi, you chayv achayis. Clear? So this is the Rosh. As Rav Kiveger explains the Rosh, and this is the simple way to understand the Rosh, that again, Nochri Shehilvo Yisrael, a goy lends money to a goy, to a yid, and he tells, if you don't pay me, chometz is mine, me'achshon. Without me'achshon, so we can't have a goy. So the chometz must belong to the yid, also banoy. So he said, me'achshon belong to the goy. But you have to really put it in the goy's house. Because if not, right, the lemafreya belongs to the goy, but chametze shel Nochri b'shus Yisrael, v'kibel olav achrayes, so the halacha is that he chayim. Now, Kiveri is saying that this is called achayis because he says me'achshon. Ad kan achelik aleph barosh. Just the mechadet the dvorim. Zot Rav Kiveri girl. We know by the chometz achar haPesach is also banoy, right? The chometz of a yid after Pesach is also banoy. Chometz of a goy after Pesach. What about chometz shel goy shekibel olav achrayes? Achar haPesach is mutar ba'anoy or osur ba'anoy? Chometz shel nochri shekibel olav achrayes. That we learned in the sugyas and the fei that you're not allowed to keep it in your house. Ki delechoin domi. It's mutar ba'anoy after Pesach or it's osur ba'anoy after Pesach? The Mogen Avraham holds that it's osur ba'anoy. The Chok Yankev holds that it's mutar ba'anoy. Rav Kiveger is ma'arich in tshuva lo yichiach that chometz she'omar lev ha'pesach is osur ba'anoy, not only Jewish chometz, even chometz shel goy that the yid was mekabel l'chayis is osur ba'anoy. And one of the lists of the rais from Rav Kiveger is the Rosh Perek Kodesho Simen Yud. The Rosh explained why you need to have hir minoy. Why you have to have Irnino? It's not enough that the goy told the yid, if you don't pay me me'achshov, the chometz is mine. If you didn't say me'achshov, you come and have a goy. The avagav she'omar li me'achshov, v'chei nami, im lo Irnino yetzloi. Avagav de'omar li me'achshov, lo yidorem mechameitze shenochi b'shus Yisrael, v'achayis al Yisrael. And it's also ba'anoy after the Pesach. Ad kan, it's glad. Frek de rosh akashe. See the Rosh? A couple lines later. When he starts in the same way, I'm asking Yaakov, veloy nehirali. You have a Islamic from the Kovan Asadal inside. Frek the Rosh, I don't understand how all of the Rishonim say such a chidush. That the goy has to say me'achshov, because it's not the Kabbalah Avon Goyim, and it has to be in the house of the goy, because if not, it's chomet shel nochri shekibel olav achrayes. Frank the Rosh, I don't understand. We learned the Gemara. Lefi Abaye. The Gemara said the Mishnah is good. Why the Mishnah? No. Why the Mishnah is good, Lefi Abaye? Mafrao Goyve. Oh, but the Chometz is in the Yid's house. The Gemara only said Irnina when she came to Rove. When we started the Sugya, last week, before it was hard, when we finished Shimon HaRab Nosson, What the Gemara said? Lefi Abaye, the Mishnah is good. Why the Mishnah is good? Le Mafreu Goyve. Why is it Mafreu Goyve? So what is the Mafreu Goyve? But the Chometz is the basis of Israel. Achrayes, the same Achrayes. Veloi Neirali. Do Amrin Alei, look at the Rosh. Ali Bede Abaye, I Amrz Bishneime Le Mafreu Goyve, Mishmochi Muter Be'anoyde Boshus Ad Anachi Goy. Alme! אף על גב דבבייס ישראל קוי אלו שאינה אחראיס על הישראל אמרין אל קיימא של מפרע הוא גוי וחזין הם כאילו כבר קיינים הפסח רואי ברשוס הנוח וכל שכן לרוב דאומר לי בעד יקני לך מהעכשיו דהישתקר דלמפרע וכל מי קניין גומר לנוח What is the difference? This is Rav Gveiger's kasha. It's Be'etzem the Rosh's kasha. And the Rosh Alei I'm dragging it out. As I stand Rav Gveiger the kasha. The Shulchan Aruch paskins the Rosh. It's easier from the Rambam. It's another kletch in the Rambam that we're leaving now. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins that the who she'omar me'achshov ve'hirni lo'y be'beis ha'goy. But lo hirni lo'y be'beis ha'goy. Even if he said me'achshov, you're right that belongs to the goy, but chomet shenoch he should give it to achrayes. What is the achrayes? The goy is for sure only masking if in the end he gets it. So why lefi abaye we have a whole suge? The answer is it's not called achrayes, it's garnish, but does it a suge? The Gemara said irninoi only when she came to Rove. But when she was holding an abaye, she didn't say irninoi. This is the kasha. Is it not a chlorik kasha? It's a chlorik kasha. Zogt Rav Gveiger a geoinitz. It's a beautiful Rav Gveiger. Zogt Rav Gveiger like this. I want to clarify it. We're learning today, we said we start the Akdoma, we're learning the halachas of Chomesh Sha'obar Lava Pesach. Asu Ba'anoe, Chomesh Shalai Yisrael. Chomesh Shal Goy is Muta. Then we learn Chomesh Kibbe Lava Chayes, Mogen Avrom said it's Asu, Chogi Yankim said it's Muta, Rav Gveiger said it's Asu. Another Shail. Chomesh Shal Yisrael, Shebit Loi. After Pesach, Muta Ba'anoe, Asu Ba'anoe. Muta or Asu? Abachu makes Bitul, every year I have the shot. The Bochum make bitul, they come back, they found the dishes are full with chametz. They're allowed to use it? They're allowed to use it? It's a knas. I made bitul, what's knas? Knas, you sure you're allowed to? I'm asking you, mut. The answer was the shot, I'll explain. What is Pasha to you, mut or us? Mut? Aloha is us. Aloha for sure is us. Every yid will do it. Why to check comments? Every yid will do bitu. So you write that the knas that was over in Baliro. I say, Zogt Rav Gveiger, it's a big Indian. It's Chuvah Sanj, you take the blue of Gveiger pages. Rav Gveiger went to Bidal on this Shaila. If Chomet she'omar olava Pesach, ve bitloi. Zogt Rav Gveiger, by me it's poshet, then it's also. The knas, loy plug. Even that he write, Tzimra is saying good, but the Maise, he was not Oivu Baliroi Balimotze. And the knas is only, Anach lo zimid Rabbonon. Knas. And this guy was not Oivu. Hold on. Yeah? This guy was not Oivu. So if this guy was not Oivu, so why to be cognizant? Loy plug. So Rav Gveiger, I want to say a second chidush. Chomet shekibel lo vachrayes, Rav Gveiger said that it's also banor after the Pesach, right? What if he was mevatelet? Chomet shekibel lo vachrayes, that it's also banor after Pesach, shebit lo. You're right. So Rav Gveiger, it could never happen almost. Because it's not yours, you can't be mevatel. Oh, but if I will find such a case. I will find Zogt Rav Gveiger. What will be the aloche? Dear, he says, Mistomet to be muta. Because you can't say loy plug. Again, it's Mechadish Rav Gveiger, pages of Chuvas. Two chidushim. Chomesh Rav Pesach is also ba'anoe, and we said Chomesh Kibbel Rav Achayis is also ba'anoe. Omer, if you are mevatel it, Chomesh Omer Rav Pesach noch bitul is also ba'anoe. Chomesh Omer Rav Pesach at Zachrayis, if you do bitul, it never works. Because you can't mevatel someone that doesn't belong to you. The Gemara says in the Vav, after Shoshishis, you can't do bitul, because it's not yours. Of a Lu Yitzur, you will manage to do bitul.
and still stand by you?
You will manage to do bitul, you will not be able. My chometz, if I made bitul after Pesach, is also banoy. I come back and I find Pesach, is also banoy. Chometz, shekiru levachrayis, you can't do bitul because it's not yours. And the Gemara says, Nochshal Shishis, you can't do bitul, it's ain't a gushus. Abaluyetzir, you will manage. Zot Rav Kiva Egel, after these two chidushim are true, and pages to prove that is true, now look at the geoynis of Rav Kiva Egel. Zot Rav Kiva Egel, I have a chap to answer the kash. Our Mishnah is avadim mit bitul. Well, you didn't do bitul. Ayid didn't do bitul, our Mishnah is for sure mit bitul. Ayid doesn't do bitul. Hashaget, Ayid did bitul. Our Mishnah, the Yid did bitul. The guy was mekabel achrayes, right? Yisrael was mekabel achrayes. So why lefi abaye? The Gemara says the mafreya it's good. Ari the Gemara doesn't need it. He doesn't need it lefi abaye. Even if it's b'shus the Yisrael, it's good. The Teretz is the Yid did bitu. So man, it's mutar banon. The Yid did bitu. Oh, I'm asking the Yid. And not only that, remember you had a kasha. He asked me, but how he leaves it in his house? Who knows what will happen? The Torah says, he did bitul. The Yid did bitul in the Mishnah. First, for two reasons. First, he's not a Shegetz. But more from that, the Mishnah is discussing what will be after the Pesach. Remember, we asked the Kashan of us, mid Pesach. The Torah says, he did bitul.
You never mashkin.
He did bitul. What mashkin? The guy has a mashkin. The guy doesn't care if the guy does the sitter what he wants. Yeah, the guy does bitul. The guy says, if you don't pay me, your bakery is mine. The guy says, kol chamira. The guy says, you could daven, you could spritz water. Mach patlo. Mach patlo, what are you davening, the guy? What matters the guy, what are you doing? The guy says, if you don't pay me the bakery, I'm going to collect the bakery. Now, the Yid comes out of Pesach, Zotam Kivayger, he did bitul. On bitul, he can't leave it in his house. What if the guy will not take it? Remember the kashim for Yeshua? I wanted the Yid did bitul. Now what happened in the end? The guy took it. So we tell him, yeah, the guy took it, and afraid if he had by it, belongs to the guy, but over Pesach, the Yid had a chayas. He mach bitul. Chometz, shekibul of a chayas, bitul helps. I mean, you can't help him.
He has a
price,
but why
are
you
doing bitul?
He has a price.
What?
You say bitul,
he's
saying it's
bottle. It's kafir na'aretz, kafir. He said bitul. Again, we say, like Kibbe Egil said, this you could have asked 3 minutes ago, that if you'll have Chomesh Kibbe Levachayis and bitul will work, it will work. Now he's saying, you're not passing, too late. I said, Rav Kibbe Egil has two anoches. One anoche, that bitul on regular Chomesh is also, bitul on Chomesh Kibbe Levachayis, and b'chaygav nechazal monat goyzer. Here you have a chetimtze. Listen to the end of the goyness. Aber lemaskonet it's me'achshov. It's me'achshov. So if the goy collects it in the end, me'achshov it belongs to the goy, right? So lemafresh lama, who owns it? Who owned it? The goy or the yid? Ibn said me'achshov. Who owned it? The goy or the yid? Who? The guy said, if you don't pay me, my achshu will belong to me. So the guy collects it. The mafreya, who it belongs to? The guy. So you can't do bitul. It's not yours. How you can do bitul? How it's yours? How you can do bitul? It's something that doesn't belong to you. I'm telling you, Slomer, if you don't come in a year, the standard is yours now. After a year, you come and you take the standard. Next week I can do bitul?
As much as
it's not mine. It's not mine. It's not his.
Why am I
to the regular achrayis? I said the regular achrayis, you can't do bitul, we said, because it's not his. Well, I'm asking that before. If I say me'ashov, I'm not asking. Listen good. Even if it's the mafreya, but in that time, the Yid could sell it. Right? We learned in the Sugya, the Yid could do what he wants. Clap at that time. The payers he could eat. So he has enough bailes to do bitu. If it's me'achshov, it's mamish the goyis. You can't do bitu. What? If it's me'achshov, the goy gets the payers. About it? If you say take it me'achshov, about it, the guy gets everything. So maybe you can't do bitu.
First of all, if the bitu that you did, if it's yours in the bitu house, wasn't it? If it's not
yours, it's mine. The bitu of kivegel is bitu is not mitam hefka. Bitu is epis. If it's mine in that time, I could do bitu. And if I would sell it, he's not going to fear by the metaltelim. If I sell it, he's not going to the metaltelim fear by it. So I can make a chalois. I could sell it. I could do bitu. Gemeke says in bitu dam hefker, for sure I could do it. It's no problem. Everything is good. Nochamol. Look, chat the goyis rab kivei eger. So at the end of the sugya, he also answers the rosh and he's putting all of his chidushim al chomesh over al pesach. Again, we have a kasha. The rosh is stelling a kasha. Why? Lefi abaye the gemara says lemafreya u goyve the chometz will be muter even if it's bebeisu shel yisrael. And lefi rove, the maskon it's not the mafreya, it's me'achshov, so it's mamash. And then the Rosh says it has to be the beis agoy, because if not, it's chomesh kibbol lavachrayas. The Rosh, what is the difference? The Rosh has in the Rambam, but that's in the kasha. As I have given English, knows the kasha. Lechule ma'ishno me'abaye. Why by Abaye it's good and here it's not good? This is the kasha Rav Kivei Eger is maimed. Zog Rav Kivei Eger, three aside is the answer. He says, first we saw in the Rosh that Chomesh Bitlo V'Chayis is also after Pesach. Second he says, Zog Rav Kivei Eger, Chomesh Bitlo is also after Pesach.